Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ron Clayton, hosting from sunny gray and overcast Buffalo, New York. I want to share with you, we just returned from a trip to Florida, and we'll share some different things from that trip that happened this week on our show today, and the Captain Kane service. This is our Captain Kane, Len Kane, salute day, and we expect him to be on the show shortly. Excuse me, I'm still recovering from a little cold that started before I went to Florida and got rid of it there mostly. And we are so excited to be back. I know we had different people that did fill in for the show on some days, and I think a couple days we might have not had a show running, and I apologize. Just couldn't get it covered for everybody to have the show broadcast. So we're back, and we're ready, armed, and rearmed, and ready for action, and lots to share with you of the trip and how exciting it was. Personally, for me, it was an opportunity. The first time in 2 years, I was able to put my arm around my sister, hug and kiss her, and love on her. She had a stroke the same week I did 3 years ago, and she's still in a nursing home recovering, and her stroke was much more debilitating than mine was, and she's not in good health. And so it was a real cherished joy, and to be able to bring joy to her and flowers and some little goodies that she just was enamored by. And we're so excited because we have... I'm proud to say we still live in America where we say, I want to go to Florida. We can buy a ticket, get in a plane, and go. And I didn't have to call some bureaucrat and ask permission to go or when I could go or when I couldn't go. I made the choice. Living in America is all about having choices and being free to do that and live up to the expectations of our dreams and our God-given talents to live like just a better world. And we do that by being able to spread hope around the world. And today's show is sponsored by the Hope Collection. And going back to history, I'm going to share a little bit of history sometimes today during the show. But, you know, when Joel Griffin met Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, and Rick Reese, through a guy named Burl Wolk, who was known over the last 50 years as the number one marketing genius in the world. Him and his father created incredible businesses that touched every one of our lives on this call and more. And it's called Burl's World. And Burl's World was all about making this a better world. And that's what attracted Len, and that's what attracted my Rick Reese and many, many others, leaders in this country. So out of that, he created Blog Radio Show, and we are using it today still. And we are operating on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, noon. We have different topics on days to be able to touch base and make. And really our whole purpose is to help others by helping them help others. We help each other, there's no question. And everybody, more or less at some time, helps somebody. But if you could teach somebody else how to help somebody, what you do is you compound the effort, you compound the energy, and you magnify the results. And that is what we're about, and I'm so proud. I want to say hi to Len Kane. I don't want to keep talking without saying hi to Len, and welcome. How are you today, sir?
Everything is tickety-poo here on the West Coast, my friend. And we're having a wonderful opportunity to enjoy all the great things that are happening as far as medical is concerned. Everybody keeps telling about the good things that are happening with their checks with the doctor and all that sort of stuff. And I've got just a life-saving, life-changing affair that happened the other day, and I'll tell you that later. But I don't want to dominate any conversation. But it's great to be here with you, and welcome back home from sunny Florida, where you got to talk with Joel Gripping's wife. She's a lovely lady artist, and she's still saying prayers for her departed husband. We miss him. Joel Gripping was a brilliant man, wonderful man, an advisor to three of our presidents, and he is the creator of the Hope Collection. And I tell everybody to visit the Golden Rule Society website, which is very simple, goldenrulesociety.org, to visit Hope for You. That's just an awesome place for everybody to make life better for themselves. And when by doing that, they make life better for everybody that they touch. So back over to you, Ron. Welcome back from Florida. And I'm sure you had a great time down there in Disney World.
It was, in fact, we had not been there in 25 years, Len, and there's so much change and new stuff. And the jungle, the African jungle, the zoo was not created back then. And it was probably, in my eyes, it was the best part of the whole experience of going to Disney. Now, maybe when I was a kid, Mickey Mouse and the cartoons, M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E-F, still a kid. But I loved that as a kid. But now as an adult, the best part of it was the live animal kingdom and take these big, massive, army trucks that had high set way up high because you drove through water and mud and through back roads through the jungle, and we saw animals that I've never seen before, along with the common giraffes and hippopotamus and rhinoceros and tigers and lions and bears. Oh my! But it was just wonderful, and we had a great trip. And friends of the organization and the program, best friends of ours, Gary and Linda Offerville, were with us and their son. And I just got to tell you, their son, a young man that, you know, when we talk about Gary and Linda Offerville, and they have raised a son who has got such a wonderful heart for the Lord, and he's very intelligent. This guy just a great heart. And, you know, he took control of some situations where Gary had some health issue while we were there because he hit his head in the bathroom, so I guess you'd call that a health issue. But he's safe, and he's home. In fact, he's on the call today. But Brian just took hold of everything and took charge. And he had organized everything and did everything. He'd make a great travel agent. I'd just share that with you, everybody. So I just want to salute him, and Gary and Linda, and our trip to Florida was magnificent. And then we actually stayed longer because I had our travel company paid us a free vacation. We get that every year. And because we do have this agency, we got a free trip once a year. We got another one already we've earned. But we got to stay in Florida at a beautiful resort, an Embassy Suites Hotel with an inside courtyard, the service, the food, everything was fabulous. And while we were in Florida, one of the primary things I wanted to accomplish, I have not seen my sister in 2 years. She's 10 years older, 5 years older than me, and she had a stroke same time I did. And she didn't recover as well as I have, and she's not in good health. And thank God I had the opportunity to choose, and I chose to go to Florida to see her. And when we got there, they had a special nurse to be with her, and when we got there, we signed some paperwork, and that's okay. And they had the 6-foot rule. We couldn't get near her for 6 foot. And I said to the young lady, ma'am, you can turn around and close your eyes because I'm getting out of this chair, and I'm walking over, and I'm going to hug my sister and give her a kiss, and she's going to kiss me. Now, you're going to stop me. There's two things going to happen. You'll have to call the cops, number one. Number two, you'll be on the news tonight because I will fight my way to death to be able to touch and feel my sister because no government bureaucrat's going to stop me from loving my sister. And I believe that had a profound effect on her demeanor, and her was just so glad to see us. And that was important. I tell this story because I'm not a big shot, but more of us have got to stand up and say, wait a minute. You're going too far. You're drawing the line. You cannot control. I'm an American, I'm a Christian, and I'm a free man, and I run by God's rules, not man's made-up rules. So we did that. Now, around all that, we had the opportunity, Len, and this was another very, very important part of the trip. We did have the privilege to meet with Artith Griffin, Joel Griffin's wife of 51 years, And we know her intimately for 40 of those years. And we not only got the chance to meet and just be with each other and review and reflect, but Ardith has taken over as the co-founder of the Hope Collection. She is now, well, let's put it this way, she is now what you call the co-founder of the Hope Collection. She has designated and she has approved and signed Ron Clayton to be elected and nominated as the going forward new president of the Board of Hope. First thing. Second thing, there are going to be a new board that have, people have been asked to be involved, which said yes. And our new board will be a revised and active board, which will have areas that they're responsible and will give reports to, and we'll have assignments to make things move the Hope Collection forward. Joel's vision is alive and well. And the new people that I've talked to, and we'll have a meeting, Artis is calling a board meeting here in the next week or two, and we will have a board meeting, and all those things will all come to pass. And we'll get back into emotion. We'll get back in the action mode, and we're going to become more of an action group. And I'm very proud to say that and share that with everybody today. When I met with Artis, Joel, Lon and everybody else on the call, Artis gave me a gift. And it's something very, very special. Joel and I shared a gentleman in our lives who we know, who is a pastor, an author, a business leader. His name is John Wack Maxwell. He's written many, many, many books on leadership and development, personal development. And Artis gave me a personal copy of Joel's with all his notes in it, page after page after page of notes, and it's called "The Developing the Leaders Around You." And Artis chose this book purposely because of the position that I've accepted to assume. And I have to assume because I've not been elected. I have to be voted by the board, new board. But I want to share these are notes. These are Joel's words. You're only as good as your group around you. You're only as good as for those in the legacy of helping those grow around you. It takes them as a team. Those are words that Joel wrote on the first page of this book, Am I Rising Up Potential Leaders? This whole book is how I'm going to use. This is my directory, my business Bible, my curriculum that I will be using to guide the new Hope Collection and all its efforts going forward. And I will have Joel's personal heart talking to me every day as I read this book in the chapters. And I can't tell you chapters. I spent 4 hours and I got through 5 pages. There's that many notes from Joel. But I want you to know how seriously I take this gift that Artis gave to me from Joel. And I share it with you guys because at any time, it's called John C. Maxwell, Developing the Leaders Around You. And if you wonder why, how I'm making decisions or what is guiding me as we go forward, you can have a copy of it yourself and go to the book and see why it's happening or not. And I thank you. I wanted to share that as the beginning of this meeting today. I wanted to share that first and foremost. And the group we met with, I met Tim and Alicia Kaufman from the 7K Metals group, and we spent time with them. Tim is going to, we're nominating him to be, he's a pastor, a chaplain, evangelist, and he has been building, and he's in music, and he teaches and creates music groups to travel the world and singing Christian music. And he's going to become he's accepted to become the chaplain of the Hope Collection, the new board. We also had Barb Riley, who has for many years actually been with Joel and Artis, very close, spiritually centered, a leader, has built 700 member church groups. She's really sharp. and appreciate her leadership that she's going to be joining the board and helping us. And she will be heading up the area of housing, the new development of housing for the Hope Collection. Gary Helfenstein has agreed to become involved and reign and kind of head up the call on education. Now, under the affiliation for helping in the area of Veterans Affairs and Services, there's more, it's so big we can't have one person. So the first person, and I know Joel already asked you, Ryan, and you accepted to be that part of the Hope Collection that is in that area of high priority of our always will be the centerpiece of Hope, serving our veterans and first responders. And you'll be and continue to be a major part of that in the Golden Year Society with Hope. Am I correct, Glenn?
I'm sorry, you got cut off there, Ron.
I said, am I correct when I described that you have accepted to join us on our board and be a part and kind of be the one of the core, the heartbeat of our veteran support and first responder support? And
well, I'm honored, humbled, and but to be the pleasure to help make it a better world, because that's why we're here. And I'd love to have a copy of that, what you called a business Bible from our dear friend Joel Griffin. I'd love to have it.
Okay. And when I give my word, I've always been known as a man of my word. I still am. So I was wondering, we have another guest on the show. I was wondering, first of all, I'd first ask him how he's feeling, but I'd like to hear from Gary Humphreyville, all his experience of how we got from Buffalo to the jungle and back. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Ren. Hey, Lynn.
Hi.
Wow. You know, we took off, and got home, and well, I've been just kind of resting and stuff, but still listening to the calls and stuff. But well, I'm on the call today because I wanted to hear all the news and everything. I want to hear from Lynn, of course, obviously, all every day, but I want to hear about Ron and Linda and what they did in Florida after we left. And incredible. Incredible. I was just wondering if there's any way I might be able to receive a copy of the book that Joel gave him. Let us know what the name of it is. So you can obtain it. But,
Gary, the first thing to say, the answer to the question, of course, is yes. But I believe this was a standing order book. And if you're able, or maybe you can have Brian go through your boxes of your library, you might find that book.
Okay.
And if not, we'll get you one. We'll do that.
Okay, we can look for it and see, yeah.
Yeah. So.
It won't have Joel's notes in it because he wrote on every page of the book. Is that Linda in the background?
It is.
Yes.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Can you put her on the phone or speaker?
Yeah.
Hi. I just want to say thank you to you and Brian and Gary for helping make a dream. You know, Disney's a dream. And we haven't been there in 25 years, and we had the privilege to be there with you. We're just grateful. We've been praying for Gary's health and that he had an incident that nobody wants to have happen. But fortunately, the unbelievable support of the Disney staff and the medical people, and all along the way, there were different people that touched your lives as well as ours that made that it could have been a disaster turned into a pleasure. I want to thank you, Linda and Brian, and most certainly Brian, because he demonstrated to me that as a young man, he has incredible skills, and he understands, and he clearly is equipped to move forward in this world in many ways. And I know he has to work through different circumstances. I understand that. I take that into account. But I don't use it as any reason to anywhere prevent him from being the great young man that we love and care for.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We know we agree with you, and it was wonderful having you with us. We enjoyed it. Brian said it was a vacation of a lifetime. It was fun.
Brian actually arranged it. Can you believe this? We you know, the one day we went and saw, you know, one of my dreams was to get to the Star Wars, the Disney movie set, and go see the Star Wars set and all the things that have to do with those movies, which we love. Brian arranged it all. And afterwards, we went to have dinner together, and he made the arrangements. Now, you know, you make arrangements at Disney, and thousands and tens of thousands of people, and months ahead, does all the stuff. We walked in the door. We weren't there. We had to wait a few minutes because we got to the door early. But we got seated and put down. Our server, the girl that waited on us, had only been on the job three days. Guess where she lives? Where she's from? West Seneca, New York. She grew up down the street from Lynn and I, where we live. Now, I don't know how Brian arranged that, but it made the day very special for her. And it made it very special for us, too.
The home, too, for her, that was probably nice.
And of all the meals that we had in Disney, that night was the best of the best of the best. It was incredible.
Oh, that's fun.
So we learned a lot of stuff. And the experience of knowing and to watch you, Linda, operate under extreme stress. I mean, here we are, 800 miles from home. Gary has an accident, and you don't know what the ramifications of that's going to be. And it's 100 degrees outside. He's, you know, the circumstances were not ideal. It wasn't like he was sitting down in a porch and could just walk and they come and take him. He's in the middle of Disney. And they get him and take him to get, you know, check up on him and get him back in shape and get him on his way. Well, you, Linda, you were so decisive. You were so calm. Now, maybe you weren't on the inside, but on the outside, you showed the true professional that you are. I have more respect for you than I've ever seen. I want you to know that.
Well, we are excited to move forward with helping others through the Hope Collection and connecting, as you were mentioning, all the exciting things happening for the board and decisions to go forward. So we're very excited and inspired by you. We'll continue to work with you together as a team to help in any way we can.
I do have a question for you and Gary to consider. We have people who are board members that are going to take on, we're now setting it up. It didn't used to be like this. But how we're moving forward, we're going to do this. There's the eight columns or pillars of the Hope Collection: family, faith, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. I would like, we also have to back up these people that will be the board representative. We need to have some associates, some advisors to those different people. And what I wanted to ask you and Gary, if together as a team, if you would consider one area, obviously, in working with and helping develop us, the five areas of hope, that would be one. And the other would be the area of health. And you guys both have experience and knowledge and things and information and knowledge base. Would you consider being advisors in those areas to the board?
What were the two areas? I heard you say health, but I didn't hear you say the other thing.
Well, you got to sign up to march 100 miles a day, You got to deliver 47 pounds of cheese puffs. No. As an advisor, there may be different programs or projects that need help, and they need someone with discernment, someone who understands what the Hope Collection is and how it operates. It's part of the legacy of moving the program forward. We need people who have roots in where it came from. You and Gary are both deeply immersed in that and bring insight as we bring new people around who won't have that. So that would be kind of the area. It's very flexible. It's not a here's an assignment, do it. It's kind of more you're going to run and operate from your gut and your spirit and your heart and the love of the Lord.
Yeah, we'll talk with you more about that. That sounds good. So, yeah.
Right. No. Well, it's just one more piece of the pie. You know, before we left, we, at our church service, our pastor, our new pastor, was sharing some points about really the series he's been doing about us being a part of something and belonging. And the scripture he used was Ephesians, where he talks about the foot and the hand and the eye and the ear and the knee and the leg and the arm, toe, whatever. We talked about how we are all individuals and we're all individual pieces of what's called the church. And God calls us to do things. And, of course, he asks the one question because he does this as a pastor. Has God called you to do something or be something or be a part of something and you you weren't there? You know, God needed and was asking you because he expects you and was counting on you. Well, that's how the pastor shared this message. Not everybody can be the foot. I make a pretty bad foot because I can't walk straight. I got titanium rods in one ankle, broke the other one too, and you know, not doing it, and I broke my fibula. So my foot, I'm not a real good, you know, I'm not an athlete. So that can't be. I have a great heart. I got a great spirit, a great love of the Lord, and a gift of hospitality. We all have been given talents, gifts that can be used for his kingdom. And that's what the Hope Collection really is all about, is be a part of, being counted on. Number one, the invitation goes out to be a part. Number two, then we step forward and say, yes, Lord. And the third thing, a lot of people don't like those words, but surrender to God's will. And that's the whole around our whole lives. And I'm not preaching at you today, but I'm just sharing. That was a message that I got just before we went on this trip. And I said, wow, I guess, Lord, you know, I got to step up to the plate here myself because he's counting on me. And Iris is counting on me and us and other people are. So I ask for everybody to, I know in the past I've been a challenge. I don't deny that. I know that sometimes I've had tendencies to have some physiological mental issues that you shouldn't have to put up with. And I ask, you've been gracious. Everybody on this call has been gracious to me. I'm going to ask that you continue to give me that license. I'm not asking you to say, okay, it's Ron. It's not. But I'm asking for your support. And I'm looking for the ability to help each one of you to become your best you and how you can touch lives. That's my goal. And so my last question on this call today to everybody is, and you don't have, I'm not asking you to answer this to me because I know the answer. Everybody go, Ron, we don't have to know. We're out of here. I don't believe that. But I know that you guys love me. I know that. Not because I'm great. I'm not. You love me because you know my heart. And you know that I do love you and I love the Lord. And you are such a special place in the vision that Joel Griffin brought called Hope. And what we're going to do in commitment and in dedication to him and his spirit that lives on, and you're all part of that world. And I want to thank you because without you, it doesn't exist. Excuse me. Yeah, Ron, can I turn it back over to you?
Oh, yes. God, this is just wonderful news. Ardeth, God bless you, my dear. You are an angel. All the wonderful things that you're doing to help make it a better world, they're continuing on, and all the wonderful things that Joel has started, and you're making them even more better, as we say. And that's why we're here, to serve. But that's great, and we pray for Joel, knowing that he's looking down at us and making sure that we're doing the job that he left for us to do. And anyway, the Golden Rule Society, a partner with the Hope Collection, it's an honor and a pleasure. And I give lectures, I give presentations, little videos, shows, and what have you. And when people are in touch, I invite them to visit the website for the Golden Rule Society. And the first team I introduce them or tell them to visit, and ladies and gentlemen, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil, you can take this down. Because when I invite people, not only nationwide, but worldwide, to visit our Golden Rule Society website. And just a little bit of a background on the Golden Rule Society. 50 years ago, I founded this charity. And it is a nonprofit, tax-exempt, and all that legitimate stuff that you have to do to tap dance and make sure that the government thinks you're, make sure that you're for real. Well, we did that. And by the way, we're all non-paid volunteers for 50 years. So nobody can try to say, Len Cain, he's trying to make a bunch of, big bunch of bucks. No, that's not the game. Whatever we get with the Golden Rule Society, if people make a donation, we share and give it to others. We have to pay some bills, of course. We have to pay the light bill, and we have to pay for the telephone, and we have to pay for the Internet. But that's just usual stuff to stay alive. But ladies and gentlemen, visit the website, and you'll see all the wonderful things that are available to you. It's very simple. It's, typically www, but it's Golden Rule Society. That's all one word, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. And when you get there, it opens up, and then other sorts of wonderful information about the charity and all that we have done for the past 50 years. And it's kind of nice to know or say that the Golden Rule Society are having our golden anniversary this year, 50 years for the Golden Rule Society. How about that? But the nice part about it, in the navigation buttons, all alphabetically, the one I like to talk about first is gifts for you. People say, uh-oh, he's got gifts, and he said we have to pay for them. My point is, and I always say this, I'm not selling anything. The point is we're making the things available, opportunities for success. Now, in gifts for you, what you're going to find is educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building items for children of all ages, everything from 99 down to 9 months, for crying out loud. So we cover everybody, if you will. And the point is, I tell people, I would give you a money-back guarantee that if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. But I can't give you a money-back guarantee because it's all free. And everybody, they kind of get a kick out of that. But that's the nice part of it. And you can spend your time with that, and I guarantee you, you'll be a better person, a more successful person. Because if you're going to follow somebody, why not follow the successful people, the people who have done well for themselves by doing well for others? So you go to that, gifts for you, then you'll go alphabetically, you'll go down a little bit, you're going to find hope for you. Now, what is this hope for you? By the way, artist's husband, Joel Gripping, his mother's name was Hope. Obviously, he loved his mom as much as he loves his wife, Artith. So when he put together an organization, they said, what are you going to call it? What's the name of it? It's going to be Hope, because there's more to the name Hope than the name of a mother, but it's what we all are looking for in our lives. We hope for good weather. We hope for a good grade on our tests. We hope for good children and all that. We hope for everything. And that's what it's all about. So that's what the Hope program is. And you can get more education, more help to do this, that, and the other. What are your goals? You hope you want to be somebody special. Okay, that's a good place to start. Hope for you. And they get the professionals there that say, oh, yes, you're looking to be something like this. We've got a lot of experience in that area. So here's some things to look at. Here's some things to read. Here's some things to study. And people love it. The Hope for You organization. And it's just very successful. It continues on, and there's so much. Matter of fact, Hope Collection and Hope for You is the founder of this radio show that goes to 73 countries. And we talk, I speak on Fridays, so but they do go 6 days a week, giving helpful hints, just as you're getting today. Hope for you. Why not be more successful? And one of the things that I have in our Golden Rule Society, I've got the 24 dumb things that people do to mess up their lives. And what is the point of all that about? The point of that is, here are the dumb things that people have done, and they're very sorry about it. So I want you to know, these are the dumb things that don't work. So why don't you learn and don't do any of those 24 dumb things? I'm sure there are a lot more than just 24, but we try to pick out the dumbest, if you will. So you go read through that, because you say, oh, I had a great idea the other day. I'm going to do this and that and the other. And then you go through that 24 and said, oops, look at the people that tried that. Look at the things they did, and they lost everything. Why waste your time? Why don't you follow the things that work, that do good, and people want to hear and want to see and want to be involved in? So that's just one of many, many other things that we have for you. But it's all there on the Hope and the Golden Rule Society and the Hope program. And the one that I kind of enjoy well, because I just got a new report. And I'm honored to say that I am a partner in an organization called Intiva Health. No, that's an acronym, because it's got informational technology, whatever. But the point is, Intiva Health, I-N-T-I-V-A, Health. And it's on the website. Click on Intiva Health, and you'll see on the left side, yours truly, Len Cain. And on the right side is the founder of the Intiva Health program. And he is a one-legged combat marine. And he lost that leg in combat. And he was going back to school to get a master's degree down there in Texas. And what happened was, he developed, because of his brilliance, and a really a smart dude, he put together this Intiva Health program. And basically what it does, it helps the medical industry. Because you can imagine how big it is, nationwide, worldwide. Well, the latest message on it, and it's still, because it happened initially 4 years ago, that Intiva Health was voted the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. Wow. And the nice part of it, medical professionals like doctors and nurses and little scientists and all the people that are involved one way or the other. They click on the site and they go and they communicate with other people who are working on, say, it's a similar program. And then they together, they add the sincerity and the power, and they find out the answers and hear suggestions, and they came out the procedures that other doctors can do rather than waiting until they get to some administrative bunch of people that are going to do this and that and the other. These are the worker bees, the good doctors, the good nurses, the good people. They're involved and they're communicating. I talk to doctors all the time. And one of the doctors I went to, I said, by the way, you ought to look into this. And he did, and he came out and he said, Len, this is one of the best medical profession things that I've about in my business that I've ever seen. And that's just one medical doctor saying this, wow. It's like getting into a big room with all your buddies and they're all working on the same program and you're saying, hey, I've got this idea. The one guy says, well, me too. I got this, and they're working together. That's the power of getting together. And I just go on and on because I do get rather enthused about it. And you know what? Enthusiasm, where it comes from, and enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, and that means the spirit within. So if you are we all know enthusiastic people, and people tell me I am one, but I'm happy to hear that because I do have the spirit within. It's the spirit of the Lord saying, okay, here, look into this, do that, try that, see how you're doing over here. And that's the beauty of it. So have the spirit within you. Be enthusiastic. And that's the fun part about it. So there are three things. Gifts for you, hope for you, and Antiva Health. And you'll see how wonderful your life is going to be. And let me give you an example of how this works with Antiva. I had an eye problem. Being an old Navy fighter pilot, I had some situations where in combat, you get people trying to knock you down, shoot you up, and all that sort of stuff. But I pretty much lost the vision in my right eye. And it turned become a good way to describe it to you, to make it easy for you. I would close my left eye, and I would look out, and I would see just a big blur. Just a blur. See, can you imagine that? You close your left eye, you got, but what you're seeing is the rest of the world. But not in my case. And some of the doctors, the eye doctors, I went to and they said, well, Len, that's just it. You just have to live with that. You're a one-eyed yahoo, for crying out loud. So just last week I got an email that said, Len, you have a meeting, a session with this doctor. And I said, oh, okay, what do I do? I went to the doctor because, again, I was told by eye doctor saying, oh, that's it. You're stuck. You're going to have to live with it. I went to see this doctor, and I said, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to do lasers on your eye, your right eye. I said, I never heard of such a thing. Let me give you a hot shot, and I'll make it short. Sat down by the machine. He's looking into my right eye. He's looking through, and he's just touching these little laser beams. There was no pain. I'm just looking at lights ahead of me. He says, okay, now look up, look to the right, look to the left, to the bottom, and all. And he kept doing that, all that. He finished in less than an hour. And when I was walking out of it, he says, how you feel? And I suddenly could see. I could
Wow. Now
look at the, I could look at the bulletin board and I could read it. It wasn't just a big blur. And he said, "See how you do tomorrow morning." And he called me. He says, "How is it in the morning?" I said, "Let me tell you what this is." and this is kind of personal. I tell them, I woke up this morning and looked at two of the most beautiful ladies in the world. That was both my wife. I mean, that was my wife, of course. But now I could see her with both eyes, so she's twice as beautiful. And I'm just enjoying. And this is this an absolute blessing in my life. God has given me a blessing from after listening to another high doctor who said, "That's it, you're stuck. You got to live with it." And this guy comes in and less than an hour, I'm fixed. I'm looking at my PC here, and I can read it, the words. I said, oh, it's magic. And I'm talking about myself, and I really don't want to do that. But the point is, this is coming through all of the work that's being done by the Intiva Health Program. Now, every one of you listening, you have a doctor, a nurse. You know somebody who knows somebody. I said, hey, I heard this guy who had magical things that happened. As a matter of fact, not just for him, but the whole world. Now, Intiva has had a number of organizations have jumped in bed, if you will, got partnerships with Intiva Health. I mean, now the whole organization is the most successful organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And if I was a doctor and somebody failed to tell me about Intiva Health, I'd be upset because it's something that they all should take a look at. Some may say, I'm not interested in that. I don't need that. But most of them are going to say, this is fantastic. So do yourself a favor and your doctor, your nurse, your scientist, the people that are in that business, tell them to visit goldenrulesociety.org and click on, of course, gifts for you and hope for you. But for them, focus on Intiva Health, Intiva. And we're all about that, where it comes from. They're down in Texas, headquartered. And marvelous stuff. I should get off my horse because I'm talking too much about it. But that's the enthusiasm I have for being a part of that. I'm a partner, and I'm an advisor. I give what little advice I can give them, but I tell them all the wonderful things that are going on. And I tell them, if they listen to this radio show, I'm happy to tell the world about them because everybody ought to know about them because it makes it more successful. And with that, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you. And if there's anything more to go, why we can hit it or you're the boss. Tell us what we're going to do. And let me, after you say a few words, Ron, give it back to me, and I will have one more thing to say, and I promise I'll get off my high horse. But back over to you for a minute or two, Ron. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want you to know, Len, we never consider you being on a high horse. You are on a high horse because we raised you there. We honor you in that whole, that's how we view your being so willing, so generous with your time and your connections and your relationships. Because you truly are making this world a better place, and you are a giant. And so when you say to me you want to get off your high horse, no, I don't ever want you to come off the high horse. You are the master, and we give you that glory. We give you that position. We honor you with that position, and that's not going to change. So there.
Oh, God bless you. You're courteous and you're kind, and everybody said, yeah, Len, when you're telling about all the things that you've done, you've got to tell people that you've only got five nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 1994, you were the number two in the world. And being an old fighter pilot, I was the first East Coast top gun and the first all-Navy top gun back then. That was before the movie, of course. But anyway, in the Navy, and then here just this past year, I was selected as Who in America. all this wonderful stuff that they put together and say you've been a selected and elected. Who's who in America? And it tells about all the wonderful things that I've had the opportunity to be involved in and do. And I always tell them, I said, I started off as a coal miner's kid back in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And for 3 years of my life, my dad had his left hand, crushed in a mining accident. So for 3 years, I delivered the Scranton Times newspaper, about 100 customers. I delivering, I burned about a penny of paper. So I was earning about a dollar a day, 30 days a week. I was earning $30 a month. This is way back when now. I paid the rent in our home because my dad couldn't work. $30 a month, paid the rent for 3 years. And when I went to the Navy after high school, my mom said, Lenny, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, she says, you be kind. And guess what we're launching in just a few days, maybe a week, no more than a week. It's called the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. And it goes like this, folks. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And we've got some bunch of things that they're going to be associated with that. And it's all free to be a member. And that's the nice part about it. It'll start off something like this, a one-minute video email from me, video email. You'll get it in the mail. Say, have you got a minute to help make it a better world? And I will simply tell you basically what I just told you. And all you have to do, if you receive the email, you just have to share it with two others or more, and as many people you want. So we got the world sharing that with each other. And anyway, there's more to it, but I don't want to go on and on because we're getting close to quitting time, I should say, or for people to get ready for the weekend. Ron, thank you for the opportunity to share with the world all the wonderful things that you and the Hope Collection is doing, and Ardeth has a wonderful bride of Joel Gripping, and all the wonderful things that we're doing together, helping others. So back over to you again, Ron. Thank you kindly. God bless.
Well, thank you, Ron. The key word there is together, working together. And it's such a privilege. And so everybody on the call and everybody that might call into the show can see it in the archives, because people do, and that's wonderful. The shows are labeled. Today is, of course, Captain Len Kane Day. And we had over 2,000 publishers of shows that we've done. A lot of them. So it's really, we're going to do some editorial here in the next couple of months so that we can group them together. And just going to have that being worked on, too. So I want to thank everyone for making on the show today, Gary and Linda on Preville. Know that you just got back from your trip and recovering well. Thank you again. And the other people that popped off during the show, we're just glad that you participated. Guys, we're going to make this a better world and a better day and all the people around us. And my words are thank you. We'll talk to you later and be great. Bye now.
Bye-bye for now. God bless.
Thank you.